So please welcome, if you will, live to our Julie Lawton beautiful studios in Laguna Beach, Iris in the Shade.
Are we ready? All right.
Hello.
Iris in the Shade. That's Alex and Chase. That song was called Love is Not a Number off of their latest album called Caterpillar Wings. We'll have them in here. We'll talk about that. And I'd like to hear Caterpillar Wings. It's a single off of that album. Please join us right now and welcome Iris in the Shade. This is Caterpillar Wings.
Yes, this one didn't make it on the album, but it inspired kind of the whole name and essence of it. So we decided to play it.
Excellent.
So maybe
excellent.
It's like a B-side.
Or a seaside.
Yeah, this one's for Michael.
Sometimes I think that Michael has some kind of strength. Realize is it close to gold?
The band is Iris in the Shade, Alex and Chase. And I can't believe that song didn't make it onto the album. I'm a little sad that it didn't make it on the album. Let's go ahead and have them come on in for a conversation. That, again, is Alex and Chase. We'll be talking to them in just a couple of seconds. Can't wait to get to them. Also, Troy Irons live in studio in just a few minutes. Stick around, please. And let's get Alex and Chase in here. Let's join us in a couple of seconds as they settle down. It's the Mornings with Ed show. You just heard Iris in the Shade live in studio. That was Alex and Chase, and they are now sitting directly across from me. Hello.
What's up, Ed?
Thanks for getting up so early and coming on in. And you guys apparently stuck to the calendar that we provided. And
yeah. We actually tried to be a little early, which worked out.
It did. It actually worked out fantastically, really. And I appreciate that. Just in case you're not aware in the audience, what happened was we originally, and rightfully so, we have her scheduled here, Troy Irons, live in studio in just a few minutes.
Go Troy.
Which I knew. And I got the word. I didn't get the word about you guys.
Yeah.
Iris in the Shade walks in. I'm thinking, wow, this doesn't look on anything like Troy does. All right. But welcome. The new album is called Caterpillar Wings.
Yes.
And I'm curious, why didn't the single Caterpillar Wings make it onto the album?
I feel like
that's a song for the secret performances.
Ooh, yeah. That's okay.
And the earlier than expected radio shows.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean?
I like that because you know what?
There we go.
That was magic. I really, really enjoy the song. First of all, it's beautifully written. Thanks. And I have to tell you right now, your voice is insane, Alex.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it has.
I didn't have one all weekend. So.
I hate making comparisons, and I know artists hate getting the comparisons, but it sounds a lot like Emily from Metric. You really have that thing going, man.
You're so sweet.
Thank you. Great voice. How'd you guys meet?
We met right here in Dana Point at Hennessy's.
I was with a bunch of girlfriends, and Chase tripped me on the way to the bathroom.
On purpose?
How all great love stories start. And then
she tried to hit me back in the huevos, and that's kind of how it began. I swear to God.
Yeah.
When you meet at Hennessy's, it's got to be a story like that. It has to be, you know what? And when he tripped you, your hands hit the ground, and your hands got sticky afterwards. It's Hennessy's.
A lot of things happened.
Yeah, I got a first aid kit.
We've been glued at the hip ever since.
All right. And you discovered that night that you were both musically talented, and how did the collaboration musically happen?
I think we talked about a bunch of random things, but
yeah. The music didn't happen until like 7 months later. She would never sing. She'd always she took me to karaoke, and I was like, oh my God, your voice is beautiful. But then we never really wrote songs or played, and then it kind of naturally...
I'm very much a around the campfire type person.
Okay.
You know?
All right, yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Yeah. Chase has really broken me out of my shell, which I appreciate, because we've had a lot of fun doing our gigs and everything, so...
Okay. Now, have you gotten him more into the campfire scene, if you will?
I think Chase has always been a campfire scene person. I think Chase just goes the whole spectrum.
Okay.
With the music. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how many songs on the album?
11
songs?
11 songs.
All right. Yeah. I want you guys to come on back and let's hit up some more of these songs.
Yeah.
Because I'm liking what I'm hearing. I'm digging what I'm hearing, and you're just right up the road.
And we have a CD for you, so you can take it home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
See, I have to... I normally like to stalk everyone that's about to come into studio. They let me know in advance, hey, man, this is who you got coming up in a couple of weeks. And I normally stalk you guys online. I didn't have that opportunity, so I'll have to do some post-stalking, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we're talking about the after-stalk.
I'm going to have to interview the bartenders at Hennessy's, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll get deep with you guys.
For record, we don't frequent that place that much anymore. It was one time.
I was drinking water that whole night, which is weird to say.
We're good children for all of our parents listening.
How did the name Iris in the Shade come about?
We were at the White House in Laguna listening to this. I wish we remembered his name, but we don't.
Storyteller folk.
Yeah, very cute. I remember one of his songs was called... Harmony.
It was this old man. He looked almost like Santa Claus.
With a long white beard.
Yeah. Okay.
He befriended us and was really sweet and told me that I reminded him of some oldies singer named Iris.
Okay.
And then we were Chase trying to think of
what's the... Yeah.
So you really take what strangers say to heart. That's really dangerous.
Yeah. We actually only listen to strangers. Is what it is. Yeah.
Your voice, and I made mention of it earlier. I don't want to embarrass you or anything.
Oh, no.
When did you discover the confidence in that voice? It's magnificent. When did you finally go, yep, I can sing?
Just now, a second ago, when you said you liked the song, I think I was like, oh, okay. I don't know. I've always loved to sing ever since I was little.
All right.
But like I said, I think it really took Chase sort of pushing me to do that, because I'm the kind of person where I'm like, never want to just assume you want to hear me be like, whoa.
Right. which is me. You're just describing what I do.
Yeah. A lot of car singing and shower singing, which I think is still where my best work is done. Okay. But I've really grown to like sharing things with people, you know? So that's been a cool facet of our relationship.
This might be the only band that ends up with a recording studio in the bathroom. And in the car,
maybe.
Right?
I would like to say that a lot of our songs have been recorded
on the new CD,
sort of in a bathroom.
Oh, this is good.
A guy named Matt Costa produced our stuff.
Yeah, really good friend Matt.
So we went over to his house and actually in his bathroom.
You get a great bounce off the walls sometimes in a bathroom. It's great acoustics sometimes, All right, well.
So this has been in the defense of bathrooms everywhere, this radio show.
All right. Well, how do we find you online? How do our listeners get your music? How do we stalk you online?
Spotify, Instagram, iTunes, any
platform. Our album releases this Friday, and we have a show at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa on Friday.
I do. I want to go. Let's talk about it. So what time's the show?
9 p.m.
Okay, at the Wayfair?
Doors open before that. Everyone should come earlier, because there's two really great bands playing before us.
Yeah.
Be in the Hive and Royal Laundry. But we go on last, and we're all dressing up and
dress up in your Halloween costume.
Yes,
excellent.
But our album releases everywhere, so any type of thing anywhere you listen where music to, is you listened can hear. To.
And you're about to give me a signed copy of that same album right now.
Yeah,
I'm stoked, man. I am stoked. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
this
you.
This has been Alex and Chase. The band is Iris in the Shade. They are at the Wayfair.
Friday night.
This coming Friday night, the 25th, for the album release party, the album Caterpillar Wings, and you may hear the Secret Sauce song, Caterpillar Wings.
There might be a couple more Secret Sauce songs there if you come hang out.
Well, will you guys come back and hang out with me?
Yeah, of course,
and
we'll
take like all day. We'll sit around for a couple hours, right?
We'll bring snacks.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.